your salivary glands are actually confused. I remember I thought I was eating chicken and it was actually beef last year. So, and it's a lot of fun. You hear people stumbling and knocking over their glasses. And so it, you got to find the humor in stuff like that. But it's a very emotional, very rude awakening to experience something like this. So
there weren't too many dropped dishes, but a lot of people didn't eat much. One guy tried in vain to cut his chicken, he didn't know it was chicken, with an upside-down butter knife. The goal was to get people to see, quite literally, what it's like to be blind. The Foundation Fighting Blindness focuses on retinal degenerative diseases like macular degeneration or retinitis pigmentosa. Jim Minow is the organization's chief development officer.
What they all have in common is that they're genetic in nature, which means that oftentimes they're passed down from generation to generation. And we feel that if we can find the key to sort of genetic interference, so to speak, and among other things, make a good copy of a bad gene that's causing people to lose their vision, we can restore vision. And in fact, we've done that.
One of the diseases the 42-year-old Foundation funds the most research on is retinitis pigmentosa, or RP. Mrs. World, April Lefriou, organized a Tampa chapter of the foundation after she and her children were both diagnosed with the rare disorder.
It's like having blinders on and then the blinders close in. So someone with advanced RP is like looking through a straw.
Lefriou, whose sister is legally blind as a result of RP, said the clinical trials funded by the Foundation Fighting Blindness has had very real success.
We just made a big, huge breakthrough for people that have advanced RP that are totally blind. The foundation was really prominent in funding the new retinal implant that was all over national television. It's called the Argus II, so we were a part of that. And what it is, someone that's totally blind gets this microchip in the brain, they wear these black glasses that are like a television, and they're able to see like the outline of a door or the figure of a person so they can be mobile.
Mary Lou Johnson Evans has a 17-year-old son with RP. Josh was diagnosed when he was 6.
The first thing to go is the peripheral vision, so like even last week he stepped on top of the dog's glass bowl. And I said, oh, she didn't like that color anyway. She wants a new bowl. Those kind of things.
Johnson Evans held back tears when she talked about sending her son away to college, knowing that his vision could get worse. She's hopeful that a new process being studied that injects a virus into the back of the eye will slow her son's vision loss long enough to find a more permanent cure. But until that time comes, Johnson said she worries about her son a little more than he'd like.
Sometimes he at school feels that his eyes are getting tired if he's doing a test, so I had to get accommodations for that. But right now, he's doing well.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness has raised $500 million over 4 decades. Their chief development officer, Jim Minow, estimates that same amount will need to be raised over the next 10 years to continue the progress they've started. And with mandatory federal spending cuts taking effect at the National Institute of Health, which funds a huge amount of medical research, Minow said his job is even more important.
No organization, large or small, and as a $40 million organization, we're relatively small in the great scheme of things, can replace the kinds of things that government does. So while we will definitely be, to use your words, upping the ante and raising more money, at the same time, we'll be working with Congress and with the White House to maintain as much funding as possible. We realize these are difficult times for government and for taxpayers, but we really believe that that research dollars well spent comes back to societal benefit many times over.